stuffing hard billiards. Standing in the kitchen, drinking a glass of juice, Ruby was ready for a day of relaxation as she walks up the stairs in her crop top shirt and jean short shorts. The brunette cutie was up for some vaginal action. After grabbing her favorite vibrating toy out of the dresser, she lies sideways on the bed. Gently caressing her thighs, the fingers move from legs to breast and back again. Squeezing on her full tits, she pinches her nipples and closes her eyes. Ruby begins to unbutton her shorts, pulling them down until Lydia walks into the bedroom. "Oh my, am I interrupting something?" the neighbor said while holding some mail in her hands.
No, not at all, Lydia,"
Ruby replies as she covers up her vibrator on the bed. Surprised, the young lady jumps up and asks, "What are you doing here?" "Don't worry, Ruby. I am not going to spoil your fun. I know your parents are out of town for the week, and I just wanted to drop off some mail." Lydia sits at the foot of the bed and Ruby joins her. "Besides, Ruby, you are 18, and I remember what it was like to engage in some vagina pleasure." Smiling, Ruby sighs.
"I just feel like I can't control my hormones sometimes."
Lydia's hand reaches out to touch Ruby's shoulder. "Listen, it is perfectly natural to have so many sexual feelings at your age. To tell you the truth, they only get more intense as you get older," Lydia insists. Ruby was about to reply when the doorbell rings. The two ladies look at each other before going downstairs. "Are you expecting company?" Lydia asks Ruby in a curious tone. With her hand on the doorknob, Ruby answers,
maybe.
Standing on the other side of the door was a young, handsome guy. "Hi, Ruby," Ben said while coming inside.
"Hi, Ben.
This is Lydia, my neighbor," Ruby tells him. After the introductions, Lydia was about to excuse herself from the two sweethearts. Ben eyes Lydia's chest and tells her, "Don't leave on my account."
"Yeah, Lydia, stick around.
We were going to play a game of pool and hang," Ruby adds. "Okay, I will stay for a while," Lydia responds. "Ruby, do you have anything tasty to drink?" the woman asks as she heads to the fridge. "Oh, you mean besides my cock?" Ben answers jokingly.
Ruby slaps Ben on the leg.
"Ben, Lydia is not interested in young guys. She likes men." "Yeah, that is what they all say until I whip out my penis," he responds while racking up the pool balls. After the sexy neighbor grabs a beer, she walks over to watch the couple. "Older men are nice, and younger guys are pleasing," Lydia comments. Ruby laughs as she breaks the balls on the snooker table. Standing at one of the corners holding a stick, Ben addresses Lydia. "So, how many young guys have you been with?" Ruby smiles as her eyes went from focusing on her next shot to listening closely. "Well, let's see," Lydia said while looking around trying to think about the number. "Damn, has it been that many?" Ben excitedly asks. "Hey, it's been a busy summer," she happily replies. When Ben gets in position to take his turn, he informs Lydia on his stamina. "I like to get a firm grip on my stick and shove it in and out until I hit my target. I could do it for hours," Ben tells. Ruby interjects by saying, "Well, let's see your stick." Lydia adds to Ruby's comment, "I bet it is really hard." Challenged by the two ladies, Ben wasted no time unzipping his pants and pulling out his cock. When he pulls down his pants, Ruby drops to her knees and begins to suck slowly. The smacking noise that the young woman makes has Ben feeling like a lollipop while turning Lydia on. Licking from his balls up to the top of his penis, Ruby gobbles down Ben's dick. He grips the side of the pool table, thrusting upward inside of Ruby's mouth. Lydia gulps down her beer, eager to join in on the lick fest. Ruby gets completely naked, while Lydia hikes up her skirt along with taking off her shirt. The women proceed to slob all over Ben's balls, gently licking them. Lydia took her tongue upward to the guy's shaft, twirling it around. "Oh, suck my dick," Ben mumbles. Going nonstop on his genitals, the ladies almost made the hard cock spew out its creamy milk. Lydia licks at the pee hole as droplets of liquid eases onto her tongue. "I bet you have a heavy load just waiting,"
the neighbor tells him. Ben pulls away from the ladies and urges Ruby to sit on the corner of the pool table. While her legs were slightly parted, one of Ben's hands made its way over to her vagina.
Ah!
Ruby sighs as she feels a touch on her clit. Once Ben's fingers slide inside of Ruby's pussy, her juices ooze out, covering his fingers. Lydia gets on the pool table, grabbing the young babe's tits from behind. Ben strokes his penis up and down before stuffing it into Ruby's wet hole. The young lady braces for the penetration while Lydia diddles Ruby's clit. Fucking her with all of his might, the pool table slightly shifts from the hard thrusting.
Oh, yes, Ben. Fuck my pussy,
Ruby yells. The faster the pounding, the more Lydia would massage her neighbor's hot button. Pulling Ruby closer to him, Ben stretches one of the girl's legs up to his shoulder. Lydia was more than willing to hold the other leg to make sure Ben gets in deep. Getting turned on from watching the long pole drill Ruby's hot spot, Lydia felt like she was in a trance. The mature beauty's vagina begins to get wet from looking at the pussy pipe down. Ruby couldn't stop herself. She had to let go of her sweet cum. Grabbing hold of Ben's shoulders, she squeezes them tight.
Oh, fuck!
Ruby groans over and over again, while her pussy leaks out lots of gushy fluid. Cheering the girl on, Lydia smiles at Ben's pink cock turning white from all of the cum. Once the man lies Ruby down on her back, Lydia starts to grope the hot babe's tits.
Oh, yes. Don't stop, Ben,
Ruby demands. Leaning over her head, Lydia feeds Ruby her breasts.
Oh, suck my tits, Ruby,
Lydia said as she moans loud, ready to feel Ben's dick inside of her pussy. Dumping a full load of his jizz juice into Ruby's juice box gives the girl a really nice cream pie. Hovering on top of Ruby, Lydia opens the female's pussy lips and sucks out the cum. After slurping up Ben's milk, the ladies move out of the way to let him lie down on the table.
Come on, Mrs. Goodbody, jump on this cock, Ben said as he slaps his thighs.
Lydia squats on the young man, letting the mouth of her pussy swallow up his pole. The dark brunette cutie plants her pussy on Ben's lips, facing Lydia. He works his muscles on the ladies, and they passionately wail simultaneously.
Yes, your mouth feels so good, Ruby blurts out.
Ooh, fuck me hard, Lydia demands. Ben takes care of the women to the point where sweat pours off of their bodies. He finger fucks and sucks Ruby's pussy while thrusting upward, full force into Lydia. The experienced female drops her pelvis down on Ben, riding him like a stallion. He stops licking Ruby's pussy to moan.
You feel so damn good right now.
After confessing how great Lydia's warm hole feels, Ben munches faster on Ruby. She tries to get off of Ben's mouth, but he pulls Ruby's pussy down closer. The hot vixen's big orgasm covers his tongue, and before finally releasing Ruby's cunt from his mouth, Ben licks up the crack of her ass. Ruby lets out a horny moan as her clit jumps from the oral devouring. She gently rubs her vagina until it squirts out on the pool table. Traveling back down south, Ben grabs Lydia's waist and bounces the lady on his cock. With Lydia's tits jumping around from the cowgirl ride, Ruby reaches out and grabs him. Pinching on Lydia's nipples, Ruby helps the MILF come and then leans over to give her a kiss on the lips.
Miss Lydia, your lips taste so yummy, Ruby tells her.
As the dick ride slows down, Lydia struggles to get off of it. The women switched positions, and now Ruby was riding Ben's fuck stick, and Lydia was on his mouth. Ben's arms were lying flat on his side, while the two women treat him like a sex toy. Ruby leans back, gripping the edge of the pool table for balance, as she pounces her pink pussy on him. The lower half of Ben's body was being taken care of, and so was the top. Lydia rides the young man's mouth, gyrating her delicious muff in his face.
Ben was so hungry that he swallows every part of Lydia's cum that drips out. Trying to set a personal record for making two women cum at least three times, Ben was determined to hold off from shooting his sperm. The girl's sexual cries came out at the same time once again. Lifting Lydia off of his face, "The wetness felt amazing," Ben said. When the honey brown-haired babe got off the pool table, she went over to Ruby, whose eyes were closed. Moving Ruby's hair over to one side, Lydia licks the girl's back slowly.
"Ah, yes, fuck me."
Ruby's body shakes, and she falls back to where Lydia had to hold her up, making sure she doesn't fall. The girl was so juicy that Ben got up, put one of Ruby's legs on the table, and fucked her from behind. Lydia stands next to the couple, tugging on Ben's balls and slapping Ruby's ass. Ben reaches down to finger the grown woman.
"Yes, yes," Lydia whispers.
Feeling lightheaded, Ben wanted to come so bad, but he had to make sure his final dip into the latest vagina waters caused a big splash. As Ruby was moaning, Ben pulls his cock out and shoves it into Lydia. Then he reaches over and fingers Ruby. Sweat was pouring off of Ben's forehead, blurring his vision. The ladies scream loud, one after the other, and Ben finally pulls out of Lydia. Getting on her knees, Ruby digests his cum. Lydia taps Ben on the shoulder.
"Great stamina, love."